Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. We are live from Radio Row in New Orleans. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. Next hour, we'll talk to Colleen Wolfe. We'll also have Greg Olson later in the show and Elliot Shore Parks as we discuss whether or not Jalen Hurts needs to be the best quarterback on the field on Sunday. There's no question in my mind he does have to do that to win the Super Bowl. Many disagree today, including Hugh and Kyle. I mean, they're riding the D over here. I'm trying to get everyone right when it comes to the quarterback leading the way in this Super Bowl. All right, let's listen to another NFL quarterback, Jameis Winston, his take on Jalen Hurts as we head towards Super Bowl 59.
Quarterback's job is to do whatever it is that's required to win the game.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that's what he's been doing since he got in this league.
He's a winner.
He is a winner, but he's also process-oriented.
Yeah.
When he made the decision to go from Alabama, who was a team that gave him, that equipped him with everything he needed to go to Oklahoma, he wanted to challenge himself being in a spread offense and doing things that people said that he didn't do well.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he showed, even at Oklahoma, that he could lead his team to a college football playoff and make the plays when he needed to. Now he's got to redo that in the NFL.
So there's Jameis on Jalen and kind of his trajectory here. By the way, Jameis is making that that transition to media guy now.
Oh, no, man.
I love it.
He's super funny, man, and I like it. I was trying to get a chance to, if we got a chance to talk to him, I was looking around for him.
So he was at the media night two nights ago, but I haven't seen him run around.
Yeah, I haven't seen him run around, man, because I like that he's leaned into the funny individual that he is. And I think he's gonna be somewhere doing a network job not too long from now.
I agree with that. So he also talked about this particular matchup, Jameis, and what Spags is going to do to Hurts. And this is interesting because he just played Spags. Because remember, Jameis played at the end of the season for the Browns. He was their starter last, end of the season. And they played Kansas City in December. So he has recently played against Spags' defense. Here is Jameis on what Spags is going to do to Hurts on Sunday.
Coming out the gates, Steve Spagnuolo is going to be bringing salt pressure. And salt pressure is double edge pressure by typically the Sam and Will linebacker. That one, it gives the quarterback to the pull read because the defensive end crashes down. Mm. And now the edge pressure is right into Jalen Hurts' face. Mm. We see some of the RPO things that he does. But like they say, they want to eliminate Saquon from getting lateral. Mm. Any lateral movement from Saquon allows him to use his bunnies. He's able to hop out of there and score a touchdown. But that eliminates Saquon from getting the ball, puts the ball in Jalen's hand in a running situation.
Yeah.
And I don't think the Philadelphia Eagles want Jalen to have 20 carries this game.
Hugh, what do you make of that? He's basically saying Spags is going to force Jalen to run.
Well, he's right because you don't want to get – going into this game, and he's right when he's talking about the soft pressure off the corners. Forgot that's what they called it. But you don't want to get Saquon Barkley going. And you're going to send run blitzes to try to slow him down, to get him jumping around and not have him get that downhill momentum. So you're going to crash that defensive end. You're going to have assignment football. And when that defensive end crashes down to make that play, somebody else is going to have to replace. Might be the linebacker, might be the safety, but somebody's going to have to be that edge player that forces Jalen to make that move, and then Jalen has to pull the ball down and run it. They're going to have something for that because, like, going into this game, and that's why I think the running game is so important, because if they're doing that, you still can't abandon the run. You have to figure out other ways to get to the run and be productive in the run. Because they're coming to stop the run.
Yeah, no doubt. Here's the good news. Jalen's legs looked a lot better than we thought they were the last game. Remember, he hurt his knee against the Rams, and they were like, oh, I don't know if he could run. I think he only ran for, 16 yards last game, but he ran away from pressure. He ran for the three touchdowns.
He moved around in the pocket.
Yeah, he moved. It was effective. And look, if he feels good on a fast track, he could break a big run. We've seen that. We saw it 2 weeks ago against the Rams. So his legs could be a huge part of this game, and I have no problem with that. Like, I don't have any magic number in my head that I need Jalen Hurts to throw for 280 yards, anything like that. I just need him to outplay Mahomes in this game. And if that means he runs 15 times, 14 times, 11 times, and he moves the chains and breaks a big one and scores, I'm all good with that. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. David in Westchester is up on WIP. What's up, David?
Hang on a second. Hey, is this the bus, New Orleans? No? Okay.
Hey, I'm at the bus stop. What time is that bus supposed to get here?
Yeah, about that, David. We'll see you back home in a few days, all right?
Yeah,
I've been here since Sunday, Joe.
We ain't workshopped that thing good enough, man.
It's not on us. It's above us. Hot seats on our boss. It happens.
Rod,
okay.
Lock.
I feel like I'm going to catch the heat behind this.
If you say so, Joe, I don't believe it. Okay, so I was at work yesterday, and we had an incident, and it has a direct bearing on this Super Bowl. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Okay, there's a Chiefs fan and an Eagles fan. They're sitting at the bar drinking a beer. The Chiefs fan's wearing his number 87 Swiss jersey, best player on the Chiefs. The Eagles fan's wearing his 62, the real Kelce jersey, and they're sitting there drinking their beer, not bothering anybody. So the Chiefs fan looked over at the Eagles fan and said, "We have a Mahomes." The Eagles fan puts his beer down, looks over, and gets a strange look on his face. So he starts turning green, clothes start ripping off. He grabs the Chiefs fan and starts smashing him back and forth, going, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought. Smashing the Chiefs fan back and forth, and the Chiefs fan looked up dazed and confused, said, "What happened?" And what happened was the Eagles just beat the crap out of the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, and we're going to win just like that.
So the Incredible Hulk is what happened? He hulked up?
It's right along with your Thanos thing. So
it was long talking to Hulk, yeah.
The Hulk are the Eagles. They're green, and they're going to win.
And well, I mean, I like the ending. David, we appreciate the phone call. We're sorry about leaving at the bus stop for a few days. You like the joke?
Nah. It took too long to get there. I like the attempt, though.
Yeah.
The attempt was there, but, you know, man, listen, I've been up past my bedtime.
Uh-oh.
And you long talk.
Grumpy Douglas.
We don't have time for one long talker this morning. That was me.
I took all that. You held court. People sat around the fireside.
I gathered around the fire. You know, and I long talked, and then after that, I checked out.
You know what? I got to blame you for something. You have delusional Douglas has taken over the audience today.
What are you talking about?
Most people don't believe that our quarterback has to outplay theirs to win the Super Bowl.
No. You know what it is, what we do. It's semantics. We're saying the same thing, but I guess in your mind, it has to be more than what it's already been. I don't think it has to be that way.
This is the biggest challenge. It's Mahomes and Reed.
You know what the biggest challenge is going to be for Jalen? And this is where I don't want him overthink. Like, don't turn the ball over, dog. Like, you don't turn the ball over, you increase your chances of winning tremendously. Like, that's the first thing. Execute is the second thing. You know, execute. If you don't turn the ball over and execute, everything that you do will fall in line with you doing what you need to do to win this game.
Well, that will.
Does that make sense?
It does.
That makes sense.
I just think it's the – It's
Kyle,
most,
does that make sense,
It's the
Kyle?
Most challenging game Hurts has had.
I don't like the way Kyle said that.
Yeah.
What?
He's been on edge. I don't know.
I'm fine.
No, I think Kyle's good today. You're the one that lost sleep last night.
It's just like he said it too fast. I'm not used to Kyle being that compliant. You know what I mean? I'm used to pushback.
Yeah.
I'm used to a little bit of pushback.
Well, he agrees with you today. I'm the one getting the pushback over here. I'm just trying to win the Super Bowl.
I want to ask Joe. I think this will get a good read on where his mind's at for how he needs Hurts to play. Would you rather say 300 yards, 3 touchdowns and a pick, or 150 yards, no turnovers, and, like, you know, touchdown in the air, touchdown on the ground? Like, what do you think is a more likely stat line that will win the Eagles the game?
So, all right, this might be a cop-out, but, like, how is the Eagles' defense playing? Because if the Eagles' defense – really, because this conversation isn't just about Jalen.
I think it's safe to assume they'll play the way they played all year. But
that means we're holding Mahomes down. Right, because the Eagles' defense has played all year.
I mean, we're holding the Chiefs to a level that they've been playing at offensively all season. Like, we allowed 23 points to the Chiefs.
It's not extraordinary. Yeah, it ain't like Chiefs been world beaters.
But hold on. They have been better the last 6 weeks than they were the first whatever
week. Bad defenses. We have the best defense in football.
Okay. The best.
It's also Reed and Mahomes with two weeks to prepare.
Shmeed and Shishmones.
Oh, see, here we go. There's obviously.
I like that level of disrespect.
It's disrespect is what it is. We're going to need to score in the upper 20s or 30 points to win this game. I mean, come on.
As we talk loud as the Kansas City people behind us, we might end up scrapping at the end of the day.
I don't expect us to need more than like mid-20s.
They got their gear on. We ain't got our gear on. They got their gear on. We might have some problems with the Kansas City hosts at the end of the day, Joe.
Those guys?
Yeah.
You worried about them?
No, they were nice, but, you know, it started, you know, as the game get close to the game, everybody, you know, flying.
Well, you're the one a few minutes ago that basically said Fangio greater than Reed.
Well, I mean, listen, if you're talking
that's
about.
That's what I heard.
Well, expose
him. You're talking about, well, first of all, Fangio greater Reed. I don't think anybody in Philadelphia has a problem with me saying that, especially when you talk about.
No, I'm talking about the beef with those guys.
Oh, they'll be all right. I just like the fact that they're flying the colors today. We're like it, you got to see us at Radio Row. I might take a video of it. We're like right beside each other.
Yeah.
And we can hear what each other is talking about.
I have a feeling because
and
how loud
the
we
trash
are.
Talking yeah. is
next
the
time they're going to put us in the back corner.
Yeah, we're not.
We're way too close to the epicenter of this. Yeah, we're too loud.
Yeah,
we got the afternoon show singing at 5:30 every day. It's yeah, we're close to out, you know, our welcome is about to be done here. Sonny is in Wilmington. What's up, Sonny?
Hey, man, what's up, man?
What's going
Sonny,
on?
What are you thinking today?
Hey, Ike. Check this out, Ike.
Ooh.
I'm a former professional boxer, right? I won the WBC junior middleweight title.
And it's Black History Month.
The only thing I can tell the individuals that's paying attention is that, yo, it's go time right now.
That's right.
I don't want no distractions. I don't need nobody calling me. I got a job at hand to do. So all Mr. Hirsch got to do is stay to the script, and we're going to be all right. I'm on Broad Street right now looking
at
all these cars.
You got them. You got it.
Ike is a boxing
tell him
you
Ike said hello.
This guy.
Tell him Ike said hi. Tell him ooh. like he said, tell him ooh. That's what Ike does.
I'm going to see y'all on Broad Street.
You'll see us.
And I'm going to break my belt out, bro.
Yo, you about to whoop somebody?
Huh? Sonny, take it easy. Take it easy, Sonny. Sonny, good phone call.
Hey, good stuff.
How about, you know what? I'm surprised.
I hit the trifecta this morning, though.
You have been confused for John Ritchie and Ike.
I hit the trifecta. Hey, listen, in case you didn't know, the people out there didn't know, at here at Radio Row in Louisiana, I got called John Ritchie. And Ike Reese. I got called everybody but who I am.
Which one are you more offended by?
Neither, really.
Well, I got called the camera this morning.
No,
so.
That's the worst.
Tough start to my day.
Here's the kicker, though. And you know, I'm probably going to get in trouble for this, but, hell, I ain't got no sleep, so I'm on the edge. This is our Louisiana is our sister station,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So Buddy came up to talk to us, right? And he walked right past me to get to Joe. He didn't know either one of our names, by the way. I noticed that immediately. Asked one of us to do the show. He said, could you come on do the show? Joe said, sure, I'll do it. Immediately called him Joe the camera on the air. And then looked at me and said, are you John Ritchie? And I was thinking to myself, we're in the same company, right? It ain't nothing to pull up the page and see Joe the camera. And John Ritchie. And then on top of that, to see that John Ritchie is a white man.
Yeah, that one. That's
that one
yeah.
right there. Yeah. You know what I mean?
This also, is really. Not...
And you know what I said in the nicest way I could? I said no. And he said, oops. I'm like, yeah, oops. He's white. But it's cool.
Not for nothing. And I know he's from here. Now he's not an Eagles fan probably. But, like, if he watched the NFL 20 years ago, he would have a sense of what John Ritchie looked like,
have a sense
of what you look like.
A little bit.
Now, the Ike thing happens once in a while.
I mean, it's okay.
Yeah, the Ike thing
Ike's like 2 inches taller than me, but that's fine, and a lot slimmer, but it's cool.
I get it. Like, you and John have both softened up a lot in your old age.
Well,
yeah,
that's true.
But,
yeah,
but,
significantly.
You know, to be, like, the part that got me was the fact that we all kind of work in the same gang, and it's like, hey,
well,
he thought I was John Ritchie.
Not there to make friends this week.
We're not.
Oh, well, that is not a problem for us.
We're wearing our Eagles colors tomorrow, too. We're going to be real Philly-ish.
The welcome here is almost run out for us. 215-592-94. I mean, it started Monday when it was much less crowded Monday when I said that Ryan Leaf wasn't a good quarterback.
He called him garbage.
Yeah.
Well, like loud.
Well, because you said you were puffing your chest about sacking him.
He's garbage. And I was like, wow.
Well, you acted as if you sacked Dan Marino 4 times.
But it was like the garbage was like the follow-up was just like, wow.
Yeah, it wasn't.
We about to end up fighting that radio.
Probably shouldn't have done that. Epps is in Glenside. What's up, Epps?
Ooh.
What's up?
Ooh. Wow. I don't know how to, man, listen, one word, integrity. Integrity. But anyway, as far as does Jalen Hurts have to be the great quarterback? Does he have, first of all, he is.
But does he have to outplay Mahomes on Sunday?
No, he doesn't have to outplay Mahomes. He could. That'd be great. But, Joe, one thing you've been saying a lot the past, I don't know, somebody said 8 weeks, but the latter of the half a year, you've been saying things like, man, he just needs to, just want to see him pass more. I want to see him doing this more, you know, get more completions.
The same play better, yeah.
But the thing about it, I agree with you. The likelihood of them doing that is not likely. Now, to your credit, Joe, when you look at the Steelers game, when you look at what they did in the Commanders, he did more in the passing game when they needed to. I feel like they'll do that when they need to. I feel like, for the most part, they're going to stick to what they've been doing all year.
And, they probably will. And Epps, he was great in those games. And that's why they dominated, right? The games weren't close, because when he's that good, like, they have no – there's no weak link if he plays that well.
Well, but the thing about it is, I think he will play that well. If you look at – I feel like it was too much on him the past few years. He was younger. Now that he had to sit back, he has more control. He's learning more. He's more cerebral. I feel like now, when the moment calls for it, he'll be able to step up. Remember, in the Chiefs game, the Eagles played the Chiefs last year during the season. I think when the overtime. When Jalen number was called, overtime, he ran it in for a touchdown. So,
well, that was the Bills game. That was the Bills game. Yeah, that was Bills.
Okay, that was the Bills game.
They beat the Chiefs on Monday night in Kansas City last year. It was a lower scoring game. Yep.
It was. I feel like Jalen, kind of what he was saying, with Jalen, all Jalen needs to do is what he's been doing. And the game will come to him. Like, I like what Kellen Moore was doing when they were doing, like, getting him out of the pocket, getting quick passes to A.J. Brown, getting him going. And I feel like they'll have those plays. I feel like they're going to do what they've always been doing, running Saquon. And they know, like, they're game planning against each other, both teams, the Eagles and the Chiefs. I think they're going to stick to the script, with room to breathe as far as passing and getting Jalen Hurts, you know, in the passing game. But, no, I don't think he doesn't have to go tit-for-tat with Patrick Mahomes. Like he was saying earlier, that's when he start getting cute, that's when you're going to have a problem. Stick to the script. Let the game come to you. I really see us winning this game. I'm going to say 33-24.
So you and I are in a similar score range. I think they're going to need to be in the upper 20s or 30 to win this football game. Absolutely appreciate it. It's interesting Hugh Epps brought up that game. We never talk about that game. Right? Whenever this matchup comes up, we go back to the Super Bowl 2 years ago. They played last year. The Eagles and Chiefs have played one time in between the two Super Bowls, and that was the Monday night game, 2023 season, Eagles 21, Chiefs 17, where they went to Arrowhead and they won that game.
Yeah.
That was a weird night, because they were down 17-7 at the half, and then they outscored them 14-0 in the second half and won the game. Jalen statistically wasn't very good, but he ran for two touchdowns. He was 14-22, no touchdowns, and one interception passing. He got sacked five times. But in the second half, wasn't that the game where it ended with Mahomes threw a bomb and the guy dropped the ball?
He dropped it, and everybody was looking like, oh.
Valdez-Scantling, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, that was the one. Yeah, everybody kind of overlooks that game.
You forget about
because
it.
Because it's – you know why people don't really talk about it that much, Joe? Because it was not that much on the line except for bragging rights. And I can tell you, after that game, talking to some people from there, it was just like for them, hey, it was a game that got away, unfortunate, and they kept it moving. So this game is different, and the stakes are a lot higher. And that's why, you know, you don't hear too many people put too much stake in that game because, even though the Eagles won, man, it's different. Spags sent in the house.
He did that night.
Spags sent in the house. He sent in the house. Saquon Barkley is our greatest weapon. And if you could take that great weapon away, then you put us in a position where, yeah, the quarterback's going to have to do more, but you have to stay with the run. Can't say it enough, Joe. Got to stick with the run, man. Gotta be true to that. Gotta do with what got us here and not get too cute and try to be something that we aren't. Stick with that, we'll be fine.
Well, it's been their bread and butter all year. I mean, even last week when Jalen played very well against the Commanders, I mean, what's the first big play of the game? It was the 60-yard run by Saquon.
Everything comes off of that, Joe. Everything is going to come off of our ability to move the chains in the running game.
Do you put how much stock do you put in that no runner has run for 100 yards against Spagnuolo in the playoffs in 5 years? Now this might be the best runner. He has faced Henry before. Henry's a great player.
You have to challenge it, Joe. See, I think a lot of times as fans, what we do, because we see something, we believe it to be true. You know, especially in the NFL. They haven't given up a 100-yard runner.
As if it never can happen. Yeah,
it's like, well, I'm not going to do that because we don't have a chance. No, you got a chance.
They are good at tackling. I'd be surprised if he has two or three huge runs. They're probably going to tackle better than the Rams and the Commanders.
They are, and they're going to come late in the game. You know what this is coming down to, Joe? And again, I can't say it enough, discipline. Discipline.
Yep.
Gap control. Lane gap integrity and all of that, especially when you're trying to run the ball. The reason why they haven't had that 100-yard runner is because they tackle well, they pursue to the ball well.
They don't let you have the 60-yard run.
No, they don't. You still need to plug away because there's a chance if you keep coming to the run, somebody's going to miss a play. Somebody's going to be out of position, and that's where you gash them and you make them pay for it, Joe. But you have to keep running. You can't get into this game and say, hey, you know what? It's too tough to run the ball. I'm going to get away from it. No, you got to stick with it. Got to stick with it.
Well, and that's why the first quarter is so important, so the Eagles could stay on schedule, right? Like, they've been better in the last 6, 7, 8 weeks of jumping on teams. If they jump on the Chiefs, then it's all systems go. Saquon, run the football, all that. If they fall behind, that could change the way you call a game. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard here. It's the Midday Show. We're live at Radio Row in New Orleans. We got a lot going on. Second half of the show. Colleen Wolf, NFL Network. She used to be with WIP way back in the day. She's going to join us at 12:45 today. Greg Olson at 1:20. Elliot Shore Parks will finish the show with us later on today. So a lot going on. Your phone calls throughout. Does Jalen Hurts have to outplay Patrick Mahomes on Sunday for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl? I believe he does. Hugh disagrees. Where do you come down on Hurts and how much the Eagles need out of him in this football game? 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The big game has arrived, and fans are excited to see who is going to be hoisting the trophy in New Orleans. You can get in on all this action at ESPN Bet Sportsbook. If you like, you can bet the over unders. You know, that's really not what I'm into. I just kind of like bet the money line, but that's just how I am. You could bet passing yards. You could bet the point spread. That's kind of in my wheelhouse right there. Or player props. ESPN Bet's big game giveaway promo is offering a chance to win $1 million in prizes. 25 winners will walk away with $10,000. That's $10,000 in cash. And 7,500 individuals will get $100 in bonus bets. No deposit or bet required. Download the app and opt in today. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.